Paul told Timothy that every time that the church got together, that there should be the reading of the Word and the preaching of the Word. I don't know how many of you have ever wondered, why is it every time we go to church, we do essentially the same thing? We pray, we hear the Word preached, we hear the Scripture read. Why is that? Well, that's Bible. Paul said to Timothy, who was the pastor at the church of Ephesus, that that's what was to be done. So, that's what we're going to do this morning. Would you just pray with me about the Word going forth and pray about the message that the Spirit of God has for us today? Father, we thank you for the precious Word of God. We thank you that it is your power, this Word. That it doesn't contain your power, but that it is your power. We thank you, Father, that every single part of it, every little bit of it, is profitable for us. For correction, for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. And Lord, that we cannot open the Word of God. We cannot get anything from the Word of God that is not profitable for us and will not prosper us in every area of our life. That which you're going to minister to us this morning, Father, we give you thanks. We know that it comes from your hand, this food, this bread of life for our spirits. We thank you, Father, for the hunger that's in the hearts of these your children for that word of life, the bread of life, the eternal word of the eternal God. I thank you, Father, for that which you're giving. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen. Open your Bibles, if you will, this morning to the Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the fifth chapter. I want to share something this morning that some of you may have seen, some of you may not have seen it. It may strike some of you as rather unusual even. But if you can get this into you, it'll benefit you. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the fifth chapter, I'm going to read one verse. Now we're going to share more scripture this morning, I'm sure. But this one verse, I want us to begin our discussion on. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul writing to the church now at Ephesus. He's not writing to believers or to unbelievers, he's writing to believers. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Let me read it again. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. I don't know how many times you've read that verse, but I've read it many times, and I've just gone right over it. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Well, I know what that means. We're supposed to follow God. But is that all it means? We are to be followers of God as dear children. How does a child follow his parents? Dads, how does your son follow you? Mothers, how does your daughter follow you? Your little ones. They imitate you, don't they? Everything you say, they say. Everything you do, they do. The way you look is the way they look. The way you eat your supper at the table, the way you hold your fork is the way your little child holds his fork. The way you twinkle your eyes when you laugh is the way your child twinkles his eyes when he laughs. How many times has your child, even those of you who are grown up, how many times has your child said to you, Daddy, you look just like Grandpa? When you speak like that, you look just like Grandpa. How many times has that happened to you? Children naturally imitate their earthly parents, don't they? Your little daughter, you see, will do exactly like you do. Your son will do exactly like he does. Now, while we're still there in Ephesians, I want you to hold your finger there, but turn back to the book of 1 John. This is affectionately known as Little John. 1 John, the third chapter. First John, chapter 3, verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. The Bible teaches that there are two spiritual families on the earth. One is the family of Satan, the other is the family of God. You are either a child of the devil or you're a child of God. You belong to one family or the other. If you are truly born again, if you have received Jesus Christ into your heart, you have been translated out of the devil's family into God's. But as long as you are in the devil's family, who are you going to imitate? Your father. Your father. Your spiritual father, if you're unsaved, is the devil. If you are not born again, you are a child of Satan in the spirit. That's what the Bible says. You're a child of the devil. I don't know about you, but if I found that out, that I was a child of the devil, I'd sure put a stop to it in a hurry. And if there's anybody here this morning that's in that situation, I want you to put a stop to that this morning. I want you to get a new dad. I want you to throw out
you're either a child of the devil or you're a child of God. Now, those of you who are children of God know what it was like to be a child of the devil. You were just like him, weren't you? You were just like him.
Turn over to the book of John. This is Big John now. John chapter number 8. Jesus understood this when he was having difficulty with the Pharisees, with the scribes. They were trying to kill him. He said in verse 43, in verse 42, first of all, Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Jesus said, if you were of God, if God were your father, you would believe on me. But as it is, God is not your father because you don't believe in me, he said. He said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust that he does, the same you do. Now, those of you who haven't been saved very long, and even those of you who have, it is so difficult for you to remember back what it was like when you were in the devil's family. You had the devil's characteristics, didn't you? You thought like he did, you acted like he did, and you talked like he did. But the Bible says there's another family. It's God's family. And Paul said in this letter to his Ephesian church, "Be ye followers of God." He said, be like little tiny boys and girls and follow after God. And if you look that up in the Greek, that word followers, the Greek word, now listen to this, it's very interesting. The Greek word is mimetes. And if you looked at it, it's the same word that we get our English word mimic from. You know what a mimic is? A mimic does everything that the other person does. He does exactly what that other person does. And the literal translation of that passage is imitator. Be ye imitators of God, like dear children. That's what Paul says. You, if you are a child of God, are to imitate God. You're to be just like him. You're to imitate him and to mimic him. You're to talk like him. You're to walk like him. You're to think like him. You're to act like him. You're to do like him. Now, some of you have never heard that before. And some of you, if you would have ever heard that before, you were filled with the Spirit,
But you know that's what they accused Jesus of?
They said the man is blaspheming to make himself equal with God because he called himself the Son of God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was the firstborn of many brethren. He is not the only son that God ever had. If you are a child of God, you are also his son and his daughter. You're a member of his family the same way Jesus was and is. And as Jesus Christ was an imitator of God the Father, so should ye be. And that's what Paul said. Be ye an imitator of God.
There are so many, unfortunately, that are in the Church of Jesus Christ today that don't understand this, have never heard it before, and if having heard it have resisted that truth and have said, oh, I'm just a poor, miserable sinner. I'm just saved by grace. There isn't anything I can do. God's high, he's holy, and I'm miserable and I'm earthly. God is high. He is holy. Hallelujah. But so are you because you've been sanctified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6. The reason that so many of God's people are in such bondage is they spend all of their time agreeing with the devil, with their former father, instead of with their new dad. I can look around the congregation and I can pick out the children and their parents and who they belong to. Some of the kids I don't even know, but I know who they belong to because there's a family resemblance there. There is to be in the Spirit a family resemblance between you and your heavenly Father God. In the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit, you are to look just like Him. And I want you to know this, that as far as the devil is concerned, you do look like him. If you're standing in faith and using the Word of God, when you stand before Satan, when you stand before sickness, when you stand before poverty, when you stand before spiritual death, Satan sees you, sees God. He doesn't see you, he sees God. Do you understand? Does anybody understand what I'm saying? It's the Word of God. Now listen.
Go to John chapter 5. I believe that's where it is. I want you to see something here about Jesus.
See, Jesus said, I have given you an example that ye should do likewise. Is not Jesus Christ the Word of God in the flesh? Is he not the very God become flesh? Is it not him? Is he not the revelation of God completely in the flesh? Jesus Christ is the Word become flesh and dwell among us. Is he not the one that revealed God unto us? And the Bible says that we are to be conformed to his image, the image of Jesus. So many folks think that Jesus, and you must understand now, as I said, and we'll say this slowly so that nobody misunderstands it. Jesus is a man. He is God and he is a man. Jesus was born in the stable of Bethlehem in exactly the same way that you were born. He came forth from his mother's womb in the same way that you came forth from your womb, unless you came Caesarean. Jesus was born the same way. He learned how to walk and he learned how to talk the same way you did. He learned how to tie his shoes. He learned how to put his clothes on. He learned what it meant also to be a son of God. What do you think the Bible is talking about when it says, and he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man? Do you believe that little baby that was in the manger there at Bethlehem knew all? The scripture says that he stripped himself. He emptied himself. Hold your finger at John 5 and go over to Philippians 2. We're not going to forget John 5.
And I want you to see Philippians 2.
This is important in our understanding who we are. Who we are. Who we are.
That is not to lift us up. It's to lift Jesus up, you see, and to take our place with Him where He says we are. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, permit this to be in you. Permit yourself to think like this. Let this mind be in you, just like it was in Christ Jesus. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But, and this is what I want you to see, but he made himself of no reputation, and he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Jesus Christ emptied himself from the power of glory, and he became a man like you and like me. No different.
Except untainted from any sin.
But the Bible says that he stripped himself. He emptied himself. That's what this verse means. He made himself of no reputation. He stripped himself of that eternal glory.
Over in the 17th chapter of John, you remember that when Jesus was praying his high priestly prayer just before he went to the Father, he said, Father, restore unto me the glory that I had with thee while I was with thee before. Paraphrasing. Not the glory I had when I was on the earth, but the glory that I stripped myself of when I came to the earth.
Restore that unto me. All right, now let's go back here to the 5th chapter of John. This is Jesus now, a man. Jesus, a man. 100% God and 100% man. But Jesus Christ, when he ministered on this earth, did not minister as God. He ministered as a man, as a spirit-filled man. That's why he could say, I have given you an example. If he had ministered as God, that wouldn't be any example at all, would it? Because it'd be impossible for you and I to follow after that example. Do you understand that? You can understand that, can't you? All right? It's a man. Jesus, a man, is the way he ministered. Verse 19, John chapter 5, verse 19. Now listen to this carefully. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he... Now, why could he say that? He can do nothing of himself. He's God, isn't he? Isn't he God? But you see, he stripped himself of that glory. He stripped himself of that power. He stripped himself and emptied himself of that ability. And he says clearly, the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he seeth the Father do... For what things soever he doeth, that is the Father, these also doeth the Son likewise.
Jesus was the perfect imitator of the Father God. Jesus Christ perfectly imitated God the Father. Paul said, Be ye imitators of God. Mimic him like dear children. Look like him in the spirit. Walk like him in the spirit. Talk like him in the spirit. Do the works that he did.
That's why Jesus could say, He that believeth on me, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do. And yea, even greater works than these shall he do. Jesus knew what he was talking about because all he did was what he saw the Father do. He mimicked or imitated the Father God. And that's what we are to do.
The reason that so many of God's people, I'm convinced, do not walk in the fullness of that which Jesus Christ has purchased for us is that we will not mimic our Father.
We are not trying, but by ignorance, I guess, or by lack of knowledge, we are imitating our former dad.
We are agreeing with him rather than our new Father. When you're born again by the Spirit of God, When you join the family of God, you should begin to resemble Him and be an imitator of Him. Now let me just ask you something. How do you put that into practice? Well, let me think. Suppose I can't make my house payment this month. What would I say if I were a member of my former family? I would probably say, gee, there's no way in this world that I'm ever going to make this house payment. I don't have the money. I'm not getting paid before the first of the month. There's no way that I can make that payment. And if I, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I may lose my house. Is that the way God will speak? I ask you, is that the way God would speak? How would He speak? He'd say, oh, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to me. The scripture says that God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let us create man in our own image, and He created him. Do you suppose God would speak like that speak like the devil about poverty and about not able to pay your bill? Suppose you have a pain in your side. You suppose God says, oh my goodness, does that hurt? Honey, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. I got this awful pain here. It really hurts. You think God would say that? What would God say? Get thee hence, Satan! Is that what He said? Is it or isn't it? He said, get thee hence, Satan. Get thee hence. Get out of here, you devil. Do you see? Be an imitator of God. Speak like He speaks. Act like He acts. Do like He does. And how are we going to know how to imitate God? How will we ever know how God is? I want you to see something else here out of the book of Samuel. Turn to the Old Testament, to the book of Samuel. This precious, precious little gem in the book of Samuel. The third chapter of 1 Samuel. You remember the story about the boy, Samuel. Now, how he'd been sleeping. How he'd been serving God in the temple with the old priest Eli. How he'd been sleeping and how the Spirit of God woke him up several times, and he didn't know what it was. And finally, Eli said, well, just answer him, it's the Lord. Just go on with it. All right, this is after that. This is in the... let's begin to read. Let's just not read all that. We'll just read this one little verse as well. I want you to see anyway. It's all that's important. Samuel, in verse 21, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. This is after He had appeared to him the first time. But the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. If you want to know what God is like, this is where God will reveal His fatherly image to you. Now, it is not hard for you to find out what the devil's image is. All you have to do is just live in the world. All you have to do is watch television 4 or 5 hours a day. All you have to do is just have regular and frequent contact with most of the folks of the world and not have any contact with any of God's family. You can find out what kind of an image the devil has and how to imitate him really easy. Most of us grew up learning how to imitate the devil. Some of our own children, some of the little ones that are sitting in this congregation this morning, are because of the lack of knowledge of their parents, are learning how to grow
Because what they see mostly, you see, is the devil's children and the devil's works. And is it any wonder that when they get old, they will imitate that? If you want them to know how to imitate God, if you want them to know how to mimic God, you must get the Word of God in them as well as in yourself. Because as God said to Samuel, the Lord revealed himself unto Samuel in his word. The Lord reveals himself unto us today in the same way in his word. If you want to be an imitator of God, if you truly want to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, this is where you will find out what it is that you're imitating. And if you'll spend time in the Word of God, you can be an imitator of God. If you'll not spend time in the Word of God, you'll not be an imitator of God. You'll imitate what it is that you're hearing. Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? Paul said, "Be ye followers, imitators of God, as dear children. Follow after him and do like he does. Think like he thinks. Act like he acts. Talk like he talks. Do his works." That is God's will for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us such a clear revelation of yourself in the written word and in the living word, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father, that you have given us of your spirit, the earnest of your spirit, after we believe, that we might know within our hearts, having your law written thereon, when we're imitating you and when we've slipped off the track. We thank you, Father, that you have taken us out of the devil's family and you have put us into your own family, that you have given us the ability to imitate you. Father, while all of that may not be manifest unto us this morning, the fullness and the realization of what that really means, I trust you, Father, that as this word has gone forth today, that you will honor your promise that it will prosper, that it will not return void, that it will go deep down into the spirits of these your people, and that each one of us, Lord, will begin to see in a new way, in a more real way, what it means to be an imitator of you and to be a follower of yours. Father, we want the people that are around about us to see that there's a difference in being a child of God. And Father, if in any way we have shown the image of our former father to those round about us, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us of that. In any way, if we still have characteristics, Father, of that old family, we reject them in the name of Jesus. We permit them not willingly to exist in our lives. We take that new nature. We take the nature of the divine God. We take his mind. We take his spirit. We take the fullness of his word as our own. And we will be conformed to the image of your dear Son, Father. That every man would know, that every woman would know, that there goes a child of God. He's different. She's different. He's got life. She's got life. And I want it, whatever it is. Father, we thank you that you have called us to such a wonderful, special, privileged place as a member of your household, sons and daughters of an eternal, almighty, living God. Surely that is amazing grace. Truly, Father, it is more than we can comprehend with our minds. We thank you, Father, that our minds were never meant to understand the fullness of the things of the Spirit, but that we are spirit, and in our spirit we do comprehend, we do understand, we do believe, and we do receive. Thank you once again, Father, in the blessed and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope that did for you, some of you, or all of you, what it did for me. It blessed me. Just to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, Phil, I must tell you
that
if you have not become
a child of God,
if you have not joined the family of God, and you're not a member of God's family because your wife is, you're not a member of God's family because your father was, you're not a member of God's family unless you are born into it by being born again. That's the only way you can come into the family of God. But it's an easy way. If you're not a member of God's family, it will do you no eternal good to try to imitate God. You don't have the ability to do so. Become today a child of God. Become a brother of the Lord Jesus Christ by turning from the life that you have lived, by rejecting your old father, and by receiving the Lord Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. I urge you to do that today while the Word of God is laying heavy upon your heart. You can do that where you sit. You can do it as we sing. We're going to sing a wonderful hymn of the church, "It Is Well With My Soul." If it's not well with your soul today, it can be before we finish singing this song. You just reach out in the Spirit and you say, "Jesus, I'm sorry for all that I've done. I'm sorry that I've been imitating the devil. I didn't know it. But today I'm going to imitate God, and I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And I open my heart and I invite you to come in." The Scripture says that, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me." And I tell you this morning on the trustworthiness of God's holy word that if you are open to God today, if you will invite Jesus to come into your heart today, he will do so. And he'll transform your life.